This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said no country should weaponize critical minerals, technology and supply chains to further its own selfish gain. He said, in addition to greater cooperation in critical minerals and technology, there is a need to focus on securing and making their supply chains resilient. The Prime Minister said this while participating in the outreach session on strengthening multilateralism, economic financial affairs and artificial intelligence in Rio de Janeiro. Prime Minister Modi said the progress and well-being of people largely depends on technology, especially artificial intelligence, AI, in the 21st century. The Prime Minister called on BRICS nations to collectively pursue the responsible use of AI, highlighting the importance of balancing innovation with governance. India has said the BRICS leaders' declaration has captured most of the concerns of the Global South. Addressing the media after the conclusion of the first day of the BRICS summit in Rio de Janeiro, Secretary Economic Relations in the Ministry of External Affairs, Damu Ravi, said Prime Minister Modi strongly articulated the need for reform in multilateral global organizations. Secretary Damu Ravi also said the condemnation of the Pahalgam terrorist attack in the strongest terms unanimously by all the countries was another highlight of the summit. On the sidelines of the ongoing BRICS summit, Prime Minister Modi held bilateral meetings with his Malaysian counterpart Anwar Ibrahim and President of Cuba Miguel Díaz-Canel Bermudez in Rio de Janeiro. With Prime Minister Ibrahim, Mr. Modi reviewed progress in various areas of India-Malaysia comprehensive strategic partnership, including defence, counter-terrorism, education, trade and investment, and pharma. The Prime Minister exchanged views with the Cuban President on various facets of India-Cuba relationship, including economic cooperation, biotechnology, Ayurveda and traditional medicine, and UPI. U.S. President Donald Trump has warned that his administration will impose an additional 10% tariff on countries aligning themselves with what he termed as anti-American policies of the BRICS. In a social media post, he said there will be no exception to this policy. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh has said the capability of India's domestic equipment demonstrated during the recent Operation Sindoor has increased the global demand for its indigenous defence products. Speaking at the Controllers' Conference in New Delhi today, the Defence Minister highlighted that India's defence industries have immense possibilities.
हमारा डिफेंस एक्सपेंडिचर कुछ ऐसा होना चाहिए जिसमें सिर्फ हमारा बजट न बढ़े बल्कि उस बजट का राइट डिप्लॉयमेंट एट द राइट टाइम फॉर द राइट ऑब्जेक्टिव भी उतना ही जरूरी हो. आज हमारे डिफेंस सेक्टर की ओर पूरी दुनिया की निगाहें ऑपरेशन सिंदूर के दौरान जो हमने शौर्य दिखाया है हमारे सेना के जवानों ने जो हमें डोमेस्टिक इक्विपमेंट की क्षमता का प्रदर्शन किया है उसके बाद हमारे इंडिजिनस प्रोडक्ट की ग्लोबल डिमांड और बढ़ रही है.
The India Meteorological Department has forecast very heavy to extremely heavy rainfall over Madhya Maharashtra and Vidarbha today. The Met Department also predicted heavy rainfall accompanied by thunderstorms, gusty winds and lightning over parts of northwest India. Benchmark domestic equity indices Sensex and Nifty were trading marginally low during the last hour of trade today amid mixed global cues. The 30-share BSE Sensex dipped 100 points to 83,332 and the NSE Nifty 50 declined 32 points to 25,429 when reports last came in. In Wimbledon tennis, India's Yuki Bhambri, alongside American partner Robert Galloway, will play in the third round of men's doubles in London today. Bhambri is the only Indian player still in contention. In our bilingual live phone-in program Public Speak at 9:30 tonight, we will bring a discussion on EPFO's digital transformation, simplifying processes for better service delivery with Ramesh Krishnamurthy, Central Provident Fund Commissioner, Employees Provident Fund Organization, EPFO. During the program, listeners can ask our expert questions related to Provident Fund. To participate, you can dial the telephone number 011-2342-1050 and 011-2331-0464, 9:30 p.m. onwards tonight. And with that, we end this news bulletin.